It's time for your North Iowa news on KCHA for Tuesday, March 31st. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The property tax levy in the Charles City School District is expected to be reduced more than expected for the 2026-2027 school year. The school board held a public hearing on the proposed max tax levy on Monday. As published with the hearing notification, the grand total levy rate in the school district was slated to drop from about $12.87 per $1,000 of taxable valuation for the current school year ending June 30th, down to about $12.37 starting July 1st. However, Superintendent Brian Burnite informed the board that the Department of Management has further adjusted their rate downward. With the state picking up the budget guarantee, the anticipated official rate for the coming year will come down 59 cents in all to $12.28. The board followed the tax rate public hearing with a special session, setting the public hearing for the proposed FY27 budget for April 13th. Once the budget is approved, the property tax rates will become official. The board also voted to move on improvements and upgrades to the high school building, including authorizing FEH Design to begin the bidding process for Phase 1 of the ongoing construction project to be covered largely by the board's $4 million initiative approved last March. Upcoming Phase 1 priorities include specialized ventilation for the art kiln and critical HVAC upgrades, with preliminary site work to begin as soon as possible. The board also set a public hearing for April 13th to discuss the issuance of $12.5 million in Secure and Advanced Vision for Education or SAVE bonds, which Burnite says is essential for completing the comprehensive project list reviewed during the March 13th board meeting. Items on that list include asbestos abatement, making bathrooms ADA compliant, and turning the high school gym balcony into a weight room, with the current weight room becoming the wrestling room. A Northeast Iowa man was killed in a fiery UTV rollover crash Monday afternoon. The Iowa State Patrol says the wreck occurred shortly before 2 p.m. about 10 miles northeast of Waterloo. 66-year-old Scott Reynolds of Waterloo was operating a Polaris UTV just north of 4505 Crane Creek when it went off the roadway, rolled into the ditch, and came to rest on the driver's side of the vehicle. The UTV then caught fire. Reynolds was pronounced dead at the scene about 5 miles west of Dunkerton. He was the only person reported to be on board the UTV. The Blackhawk County Sheriff's Office, Dunkerton Fire and Ambulance, and Sheets Towing also assisted with the wreck. A North Iowa woman who walked into a convenience store naked, covered in blood, and caused significant damage will get probation. She must also reimburse the business for its losses that totaled almost $200,000. Mason City Police say 32-year-old Sherry Decker of Mason City entered the Casey's at 813 North Federal Avenue on December 19th, nude and covered in blood. In the store, she knocked over a shelving unit and broke glass bottles, as well as throwing items at employees. She also allegedly slapped a customer and a store employee with her bloody hands. MCPD says Decker also covered multiple consumable items and product packages with blood that had to be destroyed. The amount of blood in the store and on products and food machines forced the business to close and pay for a professional cleaning crew. About 4 hours later, MCPD was dispatched to Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center, where Decker was accused of spitting on a security guard and acting in an assaulting manner towards hospital staff. Decker was scheduled for trial April 21st in Cerro Gordo County District Court on charges of first-degree criminal mischief, a Class C felony, and assault causing bodily injury or mental illness, a serious misdemeanor. However, last week, she agreed to plead guilty to reduced charges of third-degree criminal mischief and aggravated misdemeanor, and on Thursday received a suspended sentence and was placed on probation for 2 years. She also pleaded guilty to simple assault and was given 14 days in the Cerro Gordo County Jail with credit for time served. She was also ordered to pay restitution of over $191,000 to Casey's. Decker's attorney has since filed an appeal to contest the restitution amount, with a hearing on the motion set for next Tuesday. Almost 3 months after the alleged crime, a Mason City man has been charged with felony burglary in Floyd County. Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 47-year-old Ted Cordell was wanted on a warrant for one count of third-degree burglary, a Class D felony. Cordell was arrested just before 1 a.m. Friday morning and transported from the Cerro Gordo County Jail to the Floyd County Jail. According to the criminal complaint, Cordell is accused of illegally entering a fenced-in secure storage site owned by the City of Rockford sometime between January 1st and January 3rd. Once inside, Cordell allegedly took an electrical transformer without permission or the right to do so. He has since been released from custody after posting bail of a $5,000 surety bond. Cordell is scheduled for an initial appearance April 13th in Floyd County District Court. Court records show Cordell has been convicted on at least 5 assault charges, ranging from simple to aggravated misdemeanors, since 2004. The first Wednesday of the month distribution of food to those in need through the Charles City Mobile Food Pantry is tomorrow. Coordinator Jen Burton reminds food recipients that lineup for the drive-through distribution starts at 3:30 p.m., with food handed out from 5 to 6 p.m., though she says they'll start earlier if volunteers are ready. Burton is also among those who have taken over operation of the former Messiah Food Pantry, now officially the North Iowa Food Pantry. Burton says more people could utilize the mobile food pantry and the downtown Charles City Pantry.
You can. They're completely different entities. In February, I did the math, and it's around 33%, 35%, somewhere in there, that use both. Clients that attend the brick and mortar here in town is about 33, 35%. So there's just the opposite of that, that aren't going to the mobile.
Burton notes another regulation that applies to both.
You can go once a month, so we keep track of that. If you have an emergency, it's on a case-by-case basis. You need to reach out, and we'll evaluate the situation and figure something out for you.
One difference, the North Iowa Food Pantry is restricted to Floyd County residents, while the mobile food pantry can extend beyond county lines.
Now, the mobile will serve outside the county. So we're getting residents from Green or from Mason City or from Elma or Alta Vista that we definitely will serve. Maybe that day works for them and there's not another pantry that is within their driving or their schedule.
For more information on the North Iowa Food Pantry, the Charles City Mobile Food Pantry, or to volunteer, contact Burton at 641-220-1769. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.